Wow. Love it.
Oh, this is great. How'd you like to play this about 60, 70 games a year?
Yes, please.
Crowd roaring here. This has just been a good day. Yep. Beat LA. I agree. Face off right of Dostal. Again, the Kings goal is empty. Just 4.9 left. Anaheim's going to win this hockey game in impressive fashion. Deneau for Doughty is shot wide. 2 seconds, one. Hooray, hooray. The Anaheim Ducks 3. The LA Kings 1. And we hope you enjoyed all of this as we have up here.
The Anaheim Ducks 1. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. Freeway face-off. Ducks win.
Wow. And just a moment, I'm just going to ask Emmy one more question before he and Alexis have questions to be answered on our post-game show up in the booth, 714-940-2950. So the question I have, can the team continue this for the next three? Because certainly you'd like to end with this type of momentum and thought in your mind that, hey, we can beat these guys.
And how about this? You're missing Pavel Minchikov.
Yes.
You're missing Mason McTavish. You're missing Max Jones, right?
Yep.
And so you have these key missing pieces, and you're still able to put together a 60-minute hockey game in that fashion. I don't see why they can't finish off the year doing exactly what they did here at Honda Center tonight.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to you and Alexis with our post-game show. Again, text 714-940-2950 to have your questions answered on the post-game show. Everyone else, thanks for your work up here. We'll take a break. Post-game upcoming, and join us for our next broadcast, which is coming up on Friday here at Honda Center, 6:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock play-by-play. The Calgary Flames are in town, up to L.A. Saturday, home for a couple of days, and to Vegas on the 18th of April at T-Mobile Arena, and that will end the regular season. But how about a few more wins? That would be nice, huh, Ducks fans? Back after this with our post-game coverage from Honda Center as you're listening to all of it and the upcoming post-game show on DuckStream.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPPI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks took down the Los Angeles Kings tonight, 3-1. The final here at Honda Center, winning the third meeting of this freeway face-off. Alexis Downey and Emerson Needham here with you. What an exciting win this was tonight for the Ducks as we're getting close to the end of the season. Only one home game left. Great victory and a great team effort, Emmer.
AD, it was unbelievable, right? Freeway face-off. I mean, just all the anticipation building up to tonight's tilt, and wow, did the boys deliver or what?
I'm so excited. This was a great win tonight. I've really just showing on all ends what the Ducks are able to do, and also on the end of, you know, just seeing Trevor Zegras get a goal, Alex Killorn. There's a lot of things a part of this game that we're going to get to, so let's get into the highlights from this one. And it did start out in favor of the Kings. Thomas getting the first goal 5 minutes and 50 seconds into it on a rebound after Trevor Lewis wrapped the puck around behind Dostal, bouncing off the boards.
We'll see who's first on the board. Hopefully the Ducks. Here's a chance for a rebound. Kings stuff it in front, and they score. That was a play from behind the net. And then the puck is moved in front to the left of Dostal. And then it's knocked in by Los Angeles. And the goal scorer named to be Akil Thomas, who we just talked about, giving LA a 1-0 lead.
Now that first part of the game really was a lot of the Kings. They were coming hard. They were skating quick, using their speed, and that goal was an example of it.
And I mentioned live on air just the patience from Lewis there to not just shoot that thing right into the pad right away. Slips in behind Lukasz Dostal. He tries to jam it, but it rolls off his twig and right on the stick of Akil Thomas, who has had a marvelous start to his NHL career.
Only his fourth game in the NHL. What a start for him. However, as the period wore on, the Ducks were able to pick up the pace a little bit more. Terry and Killorn had a two-on-one opportunity that Cam Talbot came up big with in the net. However, they kept that momentum, and it was Frank Vatrano at the net front getting the goal that would tie the game up 17-46 into the first.
And there is Arvidsson, the one-time Predator forward, there to clear but not out. Gudas fires one, save, rebound, score! There you go, Anaheim! Frank Vatrano ties up the game, 1-1, 2:14 to go in the opening period.
Frank Vatrano at the net front, that's all we got to say, right?
And it couldn't have come any easier, right? Just off of Talbot's right pad there, and he just taps it home. I mean, he hasn't lost it by any stretch of the imagination during that tough time of not scoring goals, but he's finding those opportune times, getting in the right spaces. I saw an unbelievable back check from Frank Vetrano. So I think his backup game has always been good. He's taken that to a whole nother level. He's getting to the goal scoring areas at a rate that we probably didn't even see or probably haven't seen since the start, maybe the first 20 games of the season when he was scoring at an incredible rate. Well, he's back at it.
Five shots on goal from Frank Vetrano in this game tonight, getting, of course, that goal and a plus three also in this game. So good on Vetrano. Tie game after one period of play. The second period was a lot of back and forth. No goals in the second period. Lukasz Dostal, though, coming up big multiple times in it, especially in the final 2 minutes. A lot of traffic in front of the net, and he made quite the save.
Corner, and here comes Ajay Kopitar.
Gets the puck. Half wall near side for Doughty. One-time blast. Roy! And Dostal stopped that one. Moving out to the right of his crease with the right pad. Kempe with it now. You know how dangerous he is. Sets it up for Kopitar. Another guy. It's dangerous. Kempe a drive. Save Dostal with traffic in front. My, oh, my. I'm just tired watching it. These two teams going at it full speed ahead.
The Dostal with another beauty.
Lukasz Dostal, a huge part of this game tonight, the number one star for a reason, but he came up with some big saves, including that one to end the second period.
And the team that's in front of him, they thrive off of his just big game mentality, big saves. It just seems like they always play well for him. They fight for him, but it was just a different story here for this Ducks team tonight. I mean, they really wanted to get the Dostal the win.
And that they did. So going into the third period, still a tie game. That's when a lot of the action would happen for the Anaheim Ducks, and it started on a power play chance where Alex Killorn got a goal, a nice pass from Cam Fowler up top, Killer using his stick to move it in. However, the LA Kings challenged for offside, and it was ruled no goal.
1-1 tie. Be nice to get the go-ahead one here. Vetrano side of the net. Pass went behind Killorn, who was at the side of the Kings' goal. Back out for Cam Fowler in front. Score! Cam Fowler, let it go. And the Anaheim Ducks got a deflection in front from Alex Killorn. The Ducks score on a power play and make it a 2-1 count.
After coaching challenge video review, it was determined that the goal was offside.
What? You got to be kidding me. I'm looking at the replay up there. It doesn't look like it's offside.
But it was offside, according to the officials here, unfortunately for Steve and everyone else in the building. You know, it was close. That was close. I would like maybe more of an explanation personally on that one.
Well, in future tense, hey, no, it's all good.
It's
in gravy.
Future tense,
we're going to be all right.
Yeah, we were all good as Alex Killorn then, not on the power play anymore. He didn't take that one too lightly, deciding, you know what, I'm still going to get a goal. Went out there right after that, 1:51 into that third period, so not long after, and got a goal.
Killorn coming in to the right of Talbot, out of the sin bin, Moore. Fowler to Killorn, a shot, score! That a baby! 2-1 Anaheim! And the Ducks overcome adversity on an offside call a moment ago, which was mighty close. Killorn says, let's just get one anyway, and it's 2-1 for the Ducks.
And that was really quite a turning point, I felt like, in the game, because the Ducks had the momentum then. They kept it. And Alex Killorn, he didn't give up.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's just a different Ducks mentality. I mean, we know those games early on in the season where there was a call that didn't maybe necessarily go the Ducks' way, and it seemed to, as if, carry it right into the following shifts, just that lack of maybe proven it mentality. Well, the Killer had that prove it mentality and came right back out. What a shot.
Really, what a shot it was. And Alex Killorn keeping it rolling. 8 points in his last 10 games now. Great to see from Killer, also part of our pregame show. Was excited coming into this game tonight. And that wasn't all for the Anaheim Ducks on the end of scoring tonight. Trevor Zegras, an absolute snipe. He intercepted the puck in the neutral zone, took it for himself, and it was 5:50 into the third to give the Ducks a two-goal lead.
Puck chopped through the neutral zone by Gavrikov, played by Pierre-Luc Dubois, dropping it off, but Vetrano was there to intercept, get it ahead for Zegras, stole it from Spence, moving in, a shot, he scores! Trevor Zegras! And the Ducks add to their lead, it's 3-1.
Z goes far side, right over the pad. A goaltender, Cam Talbot, what a shot. That was a big-time play and a big-time moment. Attaboy, Z.
That was awesome to see for Trevor Zegras. I mean, it had been months since his last goal. Obviously had the injury, comes back, gets that huge goal. A crowd like this, soaking in the moment.
And you know what? It's the freeway face-off. My vision was a little blurry because I was so amped up from prior events, and I thought that shot initially had gone right over the pad from my angle, but look right up on the Jumbotron, and sure enough, it was perfectly placed top shelf there, that upper right-hand corner. I mean, just pristine.
Now moving through the rest of the third period, LA did have some chances, but that would be it. 3-1 the final here at Honda Center. And one thing I wanted to point out, Emerson, was when the Kings had pulled Talbot, Dostal had a clear, and he was shooting for the net. I don't know if you guys saw that, but...
I did not catch that.
Oh, he was... I wanted to jump on. He was shooting for the net.
Once again, it's that my blurry vision. I'm just... It's the freeway face-off. Sorry.
No, all good. Exciting stuff here. We're going to keep talking about it in this post-game show. I know we're getting some text messages from you as well. If you want to send us your thoughts about this game tonight, this exciting win for the Ducks, text us at 714-940-2950. We'll be back.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money, so he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM
43390. Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
We're sending out the call for all SoCal fans to tune in to all Ducks home games, because when the Anaheim Ducks win, you get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app the following day. Simply download and register on the McDonald's app today at participating McDonald's.
Good stuff. Got to go to McDonald's now with this Ducks victory here tonight. Welcome back to the postgame show. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom here with you talking about this Ducks 3-1 win over the LA Kings. The first of two meetings just this weekend. The final meeting, of course, on Saturday in LA. But on the end of this game tonight also, the Ducks getting this win means the Kings did not clinch their Stanley Cup playoff spot.
Good.
So on that end, let's get into some of your thoughts about this game. And I know we got some text also about them not getting their post-game spot, but here's one. What a game. Was able to attend it in person, and the vibes were crazy. Kings aren't clinching their wild card tonight. Another one here we have. Dostal, the wall strikes again. This has been the most exciting game to watch in person. Awesome game, boys. You know, I was looking at the way the crowd was rolling in this game, and you always expect it to be loud for these types of games. Sometimes 50-50 on the fans in terms of Kings, Ducks fans, but I was really happy with the way Ducks fans showed up tonight. They were loud, you know, barking at Kings fans too. We had a lot up here near the press box, but I know that the Angels were starting at the same time as the Ducks game tonight, so a lot of traffic getting in here, and that's probably why it took a little bit to get people in. But I'm always happy with the crowd at Honda Center, but I think the fans brought the energy and that rejuvenized or energized the team as well.
Well, AD, I mean, JoJo had this place going. Right?
Yeah, he was, JoJo too. Yeah,
he was doing what he always does, but it's a freeway face-off. Oh, but I was borderline twerking up there in the in the box, and like that's how excited I was. AD, it's the freeway face-off. Ducks get the 2 points. I mean, you go home happy. The McDonald's, it's all good stuff.
There was a thing that our in-game entertainment does. It's shake your tail feather. Was that what you were doing?
You could call it that. You could probably call it that, AD.
I like it.
We'll roll with that.
All right, another text that we got here. Dostal, the Great Wall of Anaheim. Wow, I like that one too. And we also have from that same message, the Kings aren't clinching their wild card tonight. Not against the Ducks. Not today, Satan. What a game. The boys fought hard and got the W. Excited for next year. Another text. Gotta drop the gloves next game. That's something that we didn't see in this matchup, and I think that you brought up a good point, Emerson, during the game. There was that goaltender interference on Dostal from Kopitar. Gudas right there didn't start anything. But, I mean, Kopitar, he's been in this league for a long time. Gudas has also been in this league for a long time. Typically, I think any other game you would see Gudas step in for his buddy Dostal, but I think you had a good point, you know, just the way the game was rolling.
Game within the game, right?
Yeah,
Just playing to win the game. And that's what the Butcher was doing right there in the net front. And, yeah, and I think if it's not Andre Kopitar, right, he's not the most scrappy, you know, he's definitely not going to drop the mitt, especially against Radko Gudas. So mm-hmm. I think Goods probably acknowledged that as well. So that's like the other layer to that, but mm-hmm. thanks for catching my point there. And I thought it was you're up at that point. There's no reason to even take a shot, let alone drop the mitts and go there.
The game was a bit physical, though, in some parts of it, as the Ducks had 30 hits. The Kings had 21 in this one. And there was, at one point, Ross Johnston and Akil Thomas had an awkward collision at the blue line. I wasn't sure if anything was going to come out of that. Johnston looked a little shaken up after it, honestly, but nothing did come of that, and the rest of the game seemed to mostly be pretty clean overall, I'd say.
And I didn't know if that was a head thing. I mean, I saw the play. Yeah. He was both, of course, slow to get up. Ross Johnson, the warrior that he is, continued off and finished off that shift that, for the most part, finished off in the D zone, too. So he had to gather himself quickly there and get back and play some solid defense. But, yeah, I would like to see that one again, because I don't know if that was some kind of a body contusion or that upper head area.
Mm-hmm. Another text that we have here. Hi again from Felicia in the 805. After the heartbreaking loss in overtime to St. Louis, the Ducks dethrone the Kings. Such a sweet night, and the guys were looking like they were on fire. I love dethrone the Kings. That's a good one. And yeah, you know, coming off that shootout loss to the St. Louis Blues, a game that the Ducks, I felt like, really should have won, and it seemed like when we spoke with head coach Greg Cronin this morning, he also agreed on that end. They had a comeback effort that fell just short to the Blues, but this game tonight, I think, you know, you saw that momentum kind of carry over.
Yeah, and look, and how about the poetry we're getting, the dethroning, and rightfully so. I mean, this is big, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like any time the Ducks and Kings meet, it's a playoff game. I mean, it's got that kind of narrative. You know, just the Kings, they show out, even though this is Ducks Nation right here in Honda Center. I mean, there's a lot of Kings jerseys. Of course, a lot of that plum here tonight that looks so good. And I tell you what, I mean, it was a spirited affair. And it couldn't have played out any better than how it did tonight.
And this is the final game that we're going to be seeing the 30th anniversary jersey, that plum and jade. Sad that that's the last game. I loved that jersey. I loved the whole look that it had on the ice as well. And it, you know, ended on a high note at least.
And for me, it's been a learning curve, the plum eggplant, right? We're going with plum. That's
yep.
The official. So plum, you just mentioned jade. I got to wrap my head around jade too. Plum. Jade, the colors look magnificent together, as we all know, but plum and jade, I mean, it's until next time.
It's a good look. Another text we have here. Ducks were hungry tonight. Another great night for Zelly Z and just a team effort. Ducks were in it. We're after it, and the Kings just couldn't keep up. And how about the Dost wall? So Dost all making 36 saves on 37 total shots. Olin Zellweger, man, he was getting up on the action in this game.
Yeah, no, he was pushing the pace right in the back end. He wants that puck on his stick. There was an error on his part on the near side blue line, but he was just so quick to recover, back check, and I mentioned it right after it happened. Like, he makes those high-risk plays. He skates so well. Look, if you're that dynamic, that shifty, odds of you coughing up the puck, it's just going to happen. High risk, high reward, the best players do it. But the thing with him, as the top players in the world do, they recover, they track back hard. They back check, as he did on that particular play. Nothing came of it for the Kings. And it's this Ducks team has been such a more active, I feel like, and dangerous team with Olin Zellweger in their lineup.
I agree. And there was that chance, too. He almost had a goal in this one, ringing it off the crossbar there. But great game for him. Nikita Nesterenko, another one that was pushing the pace here tonight. I specifically remember him trying to stay onside right in front of my vision, using those long legs, that long body that he has. But I think you could tell he was also a bit eager to get up on the action after scoring his first game goal of the season in the last game as well. Another text that we have here. Do you think the Kings were off their game, or were we just really on it? Either way, I want to see more of it later this week.
That's a great question, and I just happened to run in my old teammate, Jarrett Stoll, who is now working in the management side with the Los Angeles Kings, and he was here, bumped into him. I said, you know, hey, this is you came out of the gates hot. The Kings did. Weren't able to sustain it. And I just simply asked him, do you guys play down a lot to teams lower in the standings? He says, yep, it's been happening all year. So I think that's, or at least my response is a two-part response, in the sense that, yes, I think after the first probably five maybe midway mark of that first period after they scored their goal. Of course, they were the first team to score on this one. They looked really hot out of the gate.
Yeah.
Weren't able to sustain it, but good on the Anaheim Ducks for capitalizing on that change of momentum for the Kings and just really being the better team from that point. Once again, about the midway mark of the first period on, Ducks just took over, and the key is they didn't let off the pedal.
As Jakob Silfverberg told you and Steve during his first intermission interview, they just wanted to keep attacking in the game, and we saw that just go into the net throughout the rest of this one tonight. So exciting stuff here at Honda Center. Only one home game left. We're going to keep talking about this game tonight when we come back on the other side of the break.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and I
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith. You know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold Beer and Country Music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
The Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. I think we need some Jack Daniels after a victory, Emerson, sometime.
Cheers. I'm so in. Count me in.
Great sponsors we have here on Duckstream, as always. But we get to hear from head coach Greg Cronin now. We're going to head down to the locker room to hear what he had to say about this Anaheim Ducks victory.
They had a strong open, but in no time you had them playing your game instead of theirs.
Well, they came out hot, and you know, we were able to withstand that. And then we didn't get a lot of pressure like the first 10 minutes. We looked a little bit measured, and we would put pucks in, and they were doing a really good job reversing pucks and then making stretch passes. The good news is they got a couple chances in that first 10 minutes where they controlled the play, and then we kind of came back. I think when we got those chances at the end of the first period, we felt a little bit more confident about our ability to generate some offensive pressure. So I think when that happens, a bit of a chess match in terms of the line matchups, and I think our guys were on their toes and were aware of what we were up against from line to line. I'm not really a big line matchup guy, but the way the game settled in, I just try to keep it consistent.
Was a lot of it just the speed of, Zegras tonight, and Vetrano got behind Arvidsson?
Sorry, I didn't hear the last pass.
Vetrano got behind Arvidsson for his goal. And it was just the speed or just getting the
open? I don't remember their first goal, to be honest with you. Yeah. What was their first goal?
They were trying to come out of the zone, and Strome stole the puck, kept it in, and then Gudas made the pass to Vetrano in front. Yeah. He jammed it off his pad.
Oh, our first goal. Yeah. There was a broken assignment there. Yeah. And obviously, we got three high, and Strome almost got in the way, but we were fortunate that our defenseman threw it down there. But there was a couple of chances. Nazarenko had a wrap around and an opportunity as well, but... it's just a good hockey game. I actually became a spectator for part of it after I was matching the Lions because it was fun to watch.
You talked about Alex Killorn last game, post knee surgery in the second half.
Yeah,
we've seen with the Alex Killorn that he's been in this league.
Yeah, he's got more jump. He's more physical. I think he's protecting pucks better. I think there's probably a little bit of apprehension in terms of dealing with pressure on his back when he's got a kind of a rusty knee, but he's gotten through that. He's more of a leader. He's become more vocal. And him and Leo have some chemistry. I think Leo looks up to him, and, why wouldn't you? He's got two Stanley Cups, and I think he reinforces what the right play is at the right time in the game.
You just mentioned that it was really inspiring to see your team play tonight. How was to see everybody just working together well?
Yeah, and we have kind of a mantra in our practice facility about extraordinary effort, and we play hard all the time, and we're a tough team to play against. I think we've flirted with that throughout the year. I don't want to make excuses, but there's been a lot of changes in the lineup. The consistency hasn't been there. On the last couple games, we've had the same lineup, which was nice, and you could see the chemistry that was there tonight and last game as well. So I'm happy for them. They deserve to win more games than we've won this year. And like I said, after the St. Louis game, this would be a game that have a little bit more fabric to it in terms of the battle level and the intensity. And I thought all of our guys did a good job creating visibility for themselves.
The Kings could have clinched the playoff spot tonight. Did you get a sense at all from your group that they didn't want to be done on their watch?
No, I never brought it up. I didn't even know, to tell you the truth. I'm just more worried about our guys.
Killer was saying he thought that Zegras has played a little better every game since he's been back. I mean, we know he's not a guy who lacks confidence, but do you see him kind of getting his legs under him and putting it more into play? With each passing game?
Yeah, Trevor and I have talked about this a lot, about the standards, and that he can play to a higher standard than most guys can offensively, and that when he competes away from the puck, he just brings his game to a higher level, and I think it's, for me, it's inspiring for his teammates to see it. Like, he came back really hard tonight in the back check and shut down a play, and those things that he does, when he does things naturally well offensively, I think it gives guys confidence. Then when he does the same thing, he puts the same investment in defensively, I think it becomes, for him, he becomes a role model. And that's what our goal is with him, is to get him to be a three-zone player. And I thought tonight he was terrific.
When you get in a game like this where the fans on both sides are going crazy out there, does that lift the players a lot and help them?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was thinking about walking off the bench in the second period, and I coached the Islanders for whatever the heck it was, how many years, in the Ranger Islander games. Those are pretty high-intensity, battle. And, the Kings fans here, they there's a big contingency in the building. So I can't hear what they're saying back and forth, but it's got a little bit of that soccer match. Mentality going back and forth with the crowd, but it's fun. It's a fun game to coach in. Okay.
Head coach Greg Cronin there talking about this game tonight. It was a fun game for him to coach in. That was awesome to hear. You could just feel his excitement and just happiness after this win tonight.
Yeah, and I think with that excitement comes a level of maturity, too, that you can tell that they won, right? But it was at the same time, it's one of those things where it's not an over, reaction. He knows where his team is at in the season, and it's a very humble way of approaching this win, mm-hmm. right? And I think that just bodes so well for him, this club that, look, there's not too many highs, right? It's not overly low on mm-hmm. some of the tougher games, tougher losses in which we hear from Crow. So, look, that's just a very professional. But once again, to your point, you can definitely hear that little spark mm-hmm. in his voice as well.
As we were sitting here listening to that as well, I was checking NHL stats website, and I found this fun stat for tonight from Frank Vetrano, his 33rd goal of the season. He trails only Artemi Panarin and Jonathan Marchessault for the most goals by an undrafted player this season. Pretty impressive. And the only undrafted player to record more in a season for the Ducks is Annie MacDonald, who had 34 in the 2005-2006 season, and he's only one away from that.
And Annie MacDonald, as we all know, just a huge part of this Ducks organization when he was here, and he came up just tremendously in a time in which this Ducks organization needed Andy, and I mean, that's just high praise, right? You're in that same conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, hats off to Frank Vetrano.
And that second line that he's been playing with Zegras and Strome, they're really connecting. And I think that, I mean, we saw it in the last game. We've seen it in recent games. But tonight especially, you could tell that they were just on the same page. Like, Ryan Strome was in it on a lot of plays as well. I like what they're doing, especially because, you know, that's where Mason McTavish was for the early part of the season. We saw him recently there as well. Obviously not in the lineup, still with his injury, but I like the way the three of them have adjusted with Zegras there.
Yeah, and good on Z for switching to center when mm-hmm. Mac T was on that line. Good job on Frank Vetrano, who we just spoke on, jumping up. He was starting on that third line, at least during that Calgary game. He mm-hmm. Eventually, midway through the game, once Mac T got injured, he bumped up. And I think ever since, I mean, Mac T in, Frankie V in, I mean, that line has really just game by game built on the momentum. And as head coach Greg Cronin mentioned in that interview there, that it helps when you mm-hmm. are playing together consistently, game in and game out. You're able to go through it together, highs, lows, learn from your mistakes, learn from what you're creating in the offensive zone and building for it. So I think only good things have come for that line.
Definitely. In the next game on Friday, the last game at Honda Center. It's Fan Appreciation Night against the Calgary Flames. 7 o'clock start. We'll have, of course, the 6:30 pregame show for you. And Emerson, I already read this text to you, or this tweet to you, but Vegas Jeff said he wants to see you shaking your tail feather in a video.
Okay, it's not twerking. I mentioned twerking. We're calling it shaking your tail feather. And I don't know if I'm going to share that video. Let me take tonight. I will think about it, and then maybe I blast it out on social media in the morning.
Gosh.
I don't know. But I'm that happy.
Yeah.
I'm that happy.
Yeah, you've been killing it with the Instagram GIFs after the games. If you don't follow Emerson on Instagram, go follow him on Instagram.
At Emerson Edom. I keep it simple. I just do. So
I like it.
Thanks, AD.
Of course. All right. Well, you know, it's like a party in here right now. Party mode going on. People down on the ice. So, Emerson, let's close it out. Your final quack for tonight.
I'm hoping that we can make this season series 2-2 this Saturday. Freeway face-off coming at you again, this time from Crypto.
Okay. I like it. I think for me, it's going to be, you know, seeing Dostal almost attempt another goalie goal again. That was just exciting. He really wants another goalie goal. He got his goalie goal back in the American Hockey League when he was with the San Diego Gulls. That would be a part of writing history again at the NHL level. So that would be fun to see at some point. But also on that end, want to see this same momentum that we had tonight. I'm with you on Saturday against the Kings in LA, because we know the last time they were at Crypto back in February, it did go to the shootout. It was a close game, so I think the Ducks can keep it rolling on Saturday.
Let's do it.
All right, well, if you want to stick around and hear the replay for this game tonight, Ducks and Kings, you can hear it after the break. Otherwise, for Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you, as always, for tuning into the post-game show. We will have one more at Honda Center on Friday before the final two are on the road. Hard to believe we're already at the end of this Anaheim Ducks season, but it's been a ride, certainly, and I've been enjoying it. Emerson, looking forward to the post-game show on Friday, and then after that, the final two games.
Likewise, AD. It's always a blast hopping on the post-game show with you. Can't wait for that one.
All right, and as always, thanks for listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold 'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step-back three and got the step-back three!
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues for
TC. Music.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn. It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On To It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on the...
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before I know exactly what he
needs. We've got all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con nosotros.
ESPN Radio.
There's football out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a...
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
In this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by Betway is back. And now it's time to take your shot.
Pastrnak scores!
Face off against family and friends. And take aim at predicting this year's playoffs. Whether you're pulling for the Panthers, going big on the Blue Shirts, or seeing stars all the way, who do you think hoists the cup this year? Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at NHL.com/bracket.
Lauren Daigle. The Kaleidoscope Tour. Saturday, April 20th, the Honda Center. With special guest Victory Boyd. Rolling Stone hails the two-time Grammy winner as exceptional. Lauren Daigle, the soulful and powerful voice. Tickets are on sale now at laurendaigle.com.
Every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at hondacenter.com/clubseats.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.